as Joe Walsh in Radio Margaritaville, Joe Walsh in the James Gang, and I was just telling our cracked engineer, BJ Booza, that they are going out on the road this year, or maybe even already are, which is kind of such a great thing that it just goes to show it's full circle that if, you know, 35 years later, if Joe Walsh wants to be a James Gang guy again with the original two others, it can happen. They're going to come to your town. I'm Steve Huntington, and Savannah Jane Buffett is by my side.
Hi, Steve.
Hi, Savannah. How are you?
I'm good. I'm a little tired, but I'm going to rock through.
It's understandable. It is Jazz Fest. This is always a high time for you. You, more than anybody else I know, understand Jazz Fest and play it for its fullest.
It's a family tradition. What can I say? It's a family tradition, and so I like to... get all in while I can, and so there's no sleep for the weary here at Jazz Fest.
No, you can sleep when you're dead.
Yeah,
or next week, whichever comes
next
first.
Next week, there's just too much good music, and I was just over at the Southern Comfort stage to see Robert Randolph, who is awesome.
I was thinking that you would. I would have liked to have been over there myself, but it actually took a while to get this little badge.
Oh, your little badge. I know those are hard to come by today. It's crazy out here. So many people.
Yeah,
so many
good
people.
Stuff.
Way more
what
than
else have you seen that you liked?
Well, let's see. At the fairgrounds yesterday, who did I? I saw Angelique Kidjo.
Oh, so did I. Oh, how about that
great
version of Voodoo Child?
Oh, that's what I was going to say. How amazing was that? Wasn't that great?
I was standing next to Peter Mayer, who plays a pretty good guitar himself, and we were kind of like jaws dropping open.
She was
open.
Amazing. Yeah, she was amazing. And then I saw Eric Lindell, local musician.
That would have been the next name I mentioned.
Yeah?
I'm in love with the music of Eric Lindell. I saw
a whole
two-set show last week in Florida. And that was enough to make me a fan
for
life.
He's fantastic. And yesterday was my first time seeing him, and he was awesome.
Oh, yeah, Melanie's been a proponent of Eric for a while.
Oh, yeah, my cousin Melanie, she knows the fest even better than I do, I would attempt to say. So she took me over there. She lives here, and so she was showing me around with all the local musicians. And she.
Speaking of cousin Mel, look at the shirt I'm wearing.
Lulu's out there somewhere. She's been running around, too. It's a family affair here, so I'm excited. I'm so excited. For the set today, for Dad's set, it's going to be really great. We put some special stuff in there for the city of New Orleans.
We have the typical large crowd in front of the Acura stage whenever Jimmy comes.
Yeah, and it's just great to see all these people back in New Orleans.
I mean, it really is. It's so invigorating.
I've been here all week, and I was doing some volunteer work, and people are doing great stuff down here. I was working with the hands-on people, and, you know, just to have people bringing some life back to the city, it's so important because they want it. You know, it's here. It's not going anywhere. And
when did Jimmy decide that this was going to be a Jazz Fest year? As soon as he knew that they were going to go ahead
with
one?
Yeah, I mean, I think there was a lot of talk of, is there going to be a Jazz Fest and should there be a Jazz Fest? And I think it's important for this community because a lot of these people, you know, this is how they make their money for the year, whether it's the food booth people or whatever. And I think it was, you know, really important. And the question was answered really quickly that, yeah, it had to happen. And the minute it was on, Dad spoke to Quinn and, you know, signed on.
They did a good job of lining up some major talent in addition to Jimmy. I mean, I would have loved to have been here first weekend and caught a little bit of Springsteen. Dylan and Dave Matthews and Elvis Costello with Alan Toussaint.
You and me both. You and me both. I got to see Alan Toussaint the other night, actually.
Snug Harbor.
Yes.
Saw you there.
I know.
Yeah.
But I saw that really quick. And then who else? I saw the late night Gomez show. That's why I'm so tired.
You have great taste in music. And of course, in this city, you can kind of run away with it.
It's so easy. And there's just so many different types of music to see as well. I was all over the place last night. We got to see Sonny, which was great. I know we broadcast that. That was amazing. And then got to go see a great band from Miami. And then Gomez at 2 in the morning, and it's all their fault. I'm so tired. They kept me up late.
All right. Well, we'll talk a little bit more
in a little bit.
Let's play one from Hey Trippin' Billy's.
Oh, Dave Matthews. Fantastic.
Yeah.
Eat, drink, and be merry.
On Radio Margaritaville.